Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you had moments in your life when you needed to get oriented, to stop for a minute or two, maybe a day or two, and catch your breath, get your bearings? Lots of events, big and small, bad and good, can lead to this need. The end or the beginning of a job, a move to a new house or a new city, a major illness, the death of one we love, even the beginning of a new school year, new classmates, new colleagues, new challenges. As a community, we have experienced all of these things in the last few weeks. Things like this can make us feel like we need to stand still long enough to figure out what's up, and maybe even what's next. It seems to me that something similar must have been true for the believers of the early church. As the passage that Patrice read began, we heard the people ask, "Brothers, what should we do?" We've spent the last week or so in worship traveling through the book of Acts, and the believers of the early church have been on quite a ride. And so their question hardly comes as a surprise. The things that they've experienced have been unsettling, even as they've been wonderful. Perhaps if you were here in worship yesterday, you felt some of that awe and amazement, some of that grace and unsettledness as we heard Rebecca and others enact the account of Pentecost for us. After the Spirit had come upon the crowd in Jerusalem, Peter tried to orient them, to give them some grounding. He recounted prophecies spoken by Joel and by David. He assured the people that they could know with certainty that God had made Jesus both Lord and Messiah. And maybe those in the crowd, those who were soon to join the new community, understood the wonders around them. Maybe they didn't. What we hear in today's text is that they were cut to the heart. They were pierced, they were pricked in their very being. They were troubled. Those events had a deep impact, but those gathered around were still left with a question. "Brothers, what should we do?" "Repent," Peter tells them. "Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." And about 3,000 were. "And then, brothers and sisters, what should we do?" After their baptisms, that question could only be answered thinking in terms of Christian community. Those believers were no longer simply individuals. They had welcomed God's message. They were the people of God, called by God, saved by Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, what should we do? As a community, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayers. They did those things not as lone believers, but as the body of Christ. Their work and their worship together grounded them. It oriented them. Teaching and learning, fellowship, prayers. These are the activities that sustain us as a community. Activities done in and through Christ. And I can think of no better way for us to find our bearings, to take a deep breath, to discern what's up and what's next as part of God's call and claim on each of our lives. Brothers and sisters, it is together through God in Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit that we figure out what's next. Brothers and sisters, what should we do now? Together we teach and learn, fellowship and break bread and pray. This is the rhythm of our life together here as a seminary community. It's the rhythm of our lives together in the other places in the body of Christ that we serve and we are served. I offer thanks this morning for this community, for the communities of Christ that have grounded us in the past, that have given us our bearings, that have sent us here and enabled us to be here. In the words of our opening hymn, as a community of Christ, we are one in spirit, one in life, one amid earth's frequent strife. We are one in faith and one in love, one in hope of heaven above. As we come to the table this morning, let us be reminded that we are being made one with, in being made one with Christ, we are made one with all who belong to Christ, united with the church in every time and place. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their numbers those who were being saved. Let the same be said of us. Amen. Amen.